as an outfielder that got all the way to the big leagues. As the throw from Sherwin is in time as it was bounced back up the middle. Scott is the first out here in the sixth inning. DJ Peters is a converted outfielder turned pitcher. Spent some time in the big leagues, made his major league debut with the Los Angeles Dodgers back in April of 2021. Spent some time in the Korean baseball organization back in 2022 for the Lotte Giants. But he's trying his hand as a 28-year-old pitcher, and the Rangers have given him a shot. And again, this is the kind of stuff they write movies about. The slider from Perez misses. Moeller 0 for 2 in the ballgame. Moeller takes a strike. Count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Those clouds that I talked about earlier, well, many of them have gone away. This has turned into a delightful evening here in the uniform. Perez fouled off. Moeller launches it back behind the rooftop here and onto the concourse area. Keep the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. In the seventh inning for Asheville, they'll have Austin Deming, Logan Cierney, and Tyler Whitaker. 4, 5, and 6 in the order. As that pitch from Perez misses just outside, count runs full. Connor Pioto is on deck for the Crawdads. And I'd love to see the Crawdads get an extra run or two to create some cushion here for the seventh. As Moeller lifts that ball out to center field, it's going to stay in the yard. Tyler Whitaker has a beat on it. He makes the catch, and there's two down. That'll bring up Connor Pioto. Pioto has reached on an error and scored in the second inning. He walked and was cut down trying to cover second on a fly ball from Yossi Gallant. Perez, breaking ball, misses outside. Of course, we're playing just 7 innings in this contest. We'll take anywhere from a 30 to 40 minute break, and then we'll have Game 2 this evening, another 7-inning contest as the breaking ball cut on and missed evens the count at 1-1. Part of a 13-game homestand for the Hickory Crawdads, their longest of the year. Everything from this point forward is a week on, a week off. The only exception to that is after the All-Star break when Greensboro comes back for 3 games, followed by a day off, and then the Greenville Drive come in for 6. That'll be the second longest homestand of the season at 9 games, as that ball misses outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Pioto rolls that down to third baseline. The throw across the infield is not going to be in time. Connor Pioto is going to try to get to second. He'll get there as Luis Encarnacion is going to put it in his pocket. I have a feeling that one's going to go as a base hit and a throwing error on Austin Deming. That's going to bring up Yossi Gallant. So for Connor Pioto, he didn't try to do too much. Left-handed batter hit a dribbler down the third baseline, about even with the bag. Austin Deming tried to make the throw across. It gets past Encarnacion, and now Piotto at second with Yossi Galan at the plate. Galan swings and misses at 84 miles an hour. They're going to give, as Galan swings and misses, but Garcia can't track the baseball down, and moving over to third is Connor Piotto. So it's an 0-2 count, Piotto down at third, and what I would imagine to be a pass ball. So they're going to score that one, if I heard that correctly, an infield base hit, an error on the first baseman. And then a passed ball gets Piotto to third. As Perez misses outside at 93. John Garcia looking almost like an NHL goalie there, trying to keep the ball in front of it. It's Galan. Takes the ball down, evens the count at 2-2. So the opportunity for the Crawdads to get a much-needed insurance run is 90 feet away in this spot. Can Yossi Galan come through? Here's the pitch. Galan swings and misses. That'll retire the side. And we go to the seventh. A 2-1 Crawdads lead. We'll be back to tell you how this one finishes up on the Crawdads Radio Network.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th, to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of minor league baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
Top of the seventh inning, DJ Peters is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. As Peters joined the club this week. His time will be called before we get things started. He'll face Austin Deming, Logan Cerny, and Tyler Whitaker. Peters out of Glendora, California. It's his first pitch at 93 miles an hour. Misses in tight. Peters a right-hander. It's the fastball taken at the top of the zone, 92, to even the count at 1-1. Deming 0-2 in the ballgame.
Strike two. Again, top of the zone, 93 miles an hour. I mentioned that Peters is a converted outfielder with time in the show. 28 years old is the pitch. Taken on the edge for strike three at 93 miles an hour, and there it is. First strikeout, not too bad. As he's coming on to try to close this one out for the Crawdads, Mitch Bratt was really, really good. Six innings, five hits. He allowed one run. He walked nobody. He walked nobody, and he struck out four batters. It's the pitch from Peters to Logan Cierney. Misses outside. Cierney, one for two. He does have a double and the run scored for the Tourists. Peters catches the outside edge at 93, evens the count at 1-1. Now, D.J. Peters last year did spend some time down in the Florida Complex League with the Detroit Tigers. He elected free agency, where he was signed in January of this year. As he misses high at 94, as the count goes to 2-1. So Peters trying to see if he can make the ascent back to the major leagues, this time as a pitcher. That ball's going to be hit off the thumbs, and it's going to drop down for a base hit. Logan Cierney's got himself a second knock. And probably some bumblebees, as his hands are going to be buzzing a bit as that pitch got in on the thumbs at 93 miles an hour. Did a good job of fighting it off, as he fought it off in much the same way that Tyler Whitaker did in his last appearance. As Whitaker got the RBI single to get Asheville on the board in the fifth inning. So Peters now working with a runner on. So the pitch misses high. Quincy Scott holding on the runner at first. So the Tourists have six hits in the ballgame. Peters pours it right down Lenore Ryan Boulevard. That ball is going to get past Connor Pioto. It was a breaking ball that got into the left-hand batter's box. Logan Cierney will get down to second on the wild pitch. Peters with a high hold, sets, misses, and that ball's going back to the screen also as Cierney now at third base. Skyler Hales and a couple of other folks doing some work down in the bullpen. I don't see any throwing yet at this point. It's Connor Pioto. He's going to go out and have a conversation with DJ Peters. So a 3-1 count to Tyler Whitaker, the infield now in with the runner down at third. Trying to see if they can cut the runner down, keep this a 2-1 ballgame. As the pitch works away to the outside edge, Whitaker comes up empty on the swing, and the count is now full. Whitaker, like Cierney, has a multiple hit day. That pitch misses inside, and Whitaker reaches for a third time with a base on balls. It's the first walk surrendered by the Crawdads. I mentioned earlier in the game that the last time that Mitch Bratt faced off against this Asheville Tourists team is Julio Valdez is going to go out and have the conversation with DJ Peters. It's Mitch Bratt threw 88 pitches. 62 of them were for strikes. Well, today those numbers weren't quite as good, but still pretty doggone solid. Mitch Bratt threw 84 pitches in six innings. 54 of them for strikes. And obviously, when you look at the strikeout numbers, they weren't nearly as high as that first outing. As he had a flurry of strikeouts early in the contest, back when he faced off against the Tourist on April the 24th. It's Luis Encarnacion at the plate. He does have a ground ball double play as Peters throws a slider. And Luis Encarnacion could not hold up. So a ground ball double play would certainly do the trick here. We've seen it once already today. It's Peters, the 0-1. Misses down. Count evens at one ball and a strike. Going on the pitch is Tyler Whitaker. He's going to get in with the stolen base as Piotto faked a throw to second. But he did not follow through, and that's one way of staying out of the ground ball double play. There's runners now at second and third, and the infield will tighten up once again. Two ball, one strike count to Luis Encarnacion. And this is a tense moment here for Peters and the Crawdads. That ball's going to hit softly into the outfield. It's a base hit. One run's going to score. Morabell's throw is going to be cut off by Quincy Scott. And just like that, the Asheville Tourists have a 3-2 advantage. That's really unfortunate. Encarnacion hit it off the end of the bat just beyond the reach of Cam Cawley. And now the Crawdads, who had pretty much been in control of this contest for much of the ballgame, finds themselves in a 3-2 deficit. As Jamal Encarnacion will step to the plate, as he got a single his last time up. Encarnacion at the plate, going on the pitch. As we've got a pinch runner. So I knew the umpire was pointing at something, couldn't quite make it out what it was that he was pointing at. That's Jackson Lofton that's running in place of Luis Encarnacion. So with Lofton running for Encarnacion, it was just a matter of time before he would try to steal, and so he steals on the first offering from Peters. That ball is going to be lift out to center field. Alejandro Osuna will make the catch. Lofton will stay put. And there's two down in the inning. And the Asheville bullpen doesn't have anyone throwing in it. They do have someone doing some stretching, but it's very... not a lot of commitment to it, very light. As it could very well be that Rylan Perez will try to close this out. As it's now in the hands of Rylan Perez, he is currently the pitcher of record for the Asheville Tourists. It's the pitch to Anthony Sherwin, taken for a strike. Peters misses inside. Peters Peters has the sign from Piotto. The pitch just misses. 2-1 count. Peters, that ball's going to be rolled foul over toward the dugout on the first base side, and the count evens at 2-2. So in case you're wondering, the Crawdads will have Jace Easley, Cam Cawley, and Jason Morabell to bat here in the seventh inning. As Sherwin drives the ball out to right field, and Sherwin's left the yard as he hits it over the Comscope sign. And it's now a 5-2 ball game. Well, sadly, this is a familiar scene as the Asheville Tourists score 4 runs late in this ball game, and they have stretched out this lead to 5-2. For Sherwin, it's RBI number 4 and 5 on the year. It's his first home run. And Chad Comer's going to get the ball from DJ Peters. And we'll tell you who's coming on when we return. A 5-2 Asheville lead. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? Hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? Hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? Hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Two down here in the top of the seventh inning as Luis Ramirez will come on in place of DJ Peters. As he'll face off against Jaron Williams. Williams 1-for-3 in the ballgame. This is an Asheville club now. 5 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors. The Crawdads 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors. Ramirez misses down. The count goes to 2-0. Luis Ramirez out of Los Angeles, California. Seventh round draft pick back in 2022. Ramirez 0-3 record on the year with a 7.45 ERA as that ball is going to be fouled off to the right side. Star Wars night here at the ballpark, and just taking a look over to the first base side, and I start to see the first of what I'm sure is going to be many characters from the Star Wars franchise. Chewbacca. It's very obvious when Chewbacca's here. As Ramirez misses outside, and Jaron Williams walks. And that's going to bring up Luis Baez. Ramirez misses inside. A four spot for Asheville here in the seventh inning. So the Crawdads got on the board first in this contest. A two-run double from Yossi Galan. Tyler Whitaker with an RBI single to right in the fifth inning. Mitch Bratt went through six innings in the contest, allowing five hits, one run, no walks, and four strikeouts. But the bullpen not able to hold the lead. The 2-0 from Ramirez. It's a breaking ball, misses. Quincy Scott is holding the runner, Jaron Williams, over at first. As Luis Baez walks on four straight. And that's going to bring up John Garcia. Game two should have Joseph Montalvo pitching for the Crawdads in the second game of this double dip. And, of course, tomorrow Winston Santos will get the ball for Hickory. And that's usually something that you want to see. And then Aiden Curry will get the Sunday wrap-up of the series, as that ball is going to be shot off the netting on the first base side. There is some throwing in the bullpen for the Asheville Tourist. As this half inning has taken a little bit of time. So any thoughts of possibly staying with Ryland Perez here in the seventh inning may have gone by the boards, especially now that they enjoy a three-run advantage. It's the breaking ball hit out to Jace Easley. Walcott's throw across is going to be in time. Well, it's just your run-of-the-mill 5-6-3 putout to close down the seventh inning. As the Asheville Tourists bat around, they take a 5-2 lead to the bottom of the seventh inning. So that's the final opportunities for the Crawdads to come away with a win in game one of this doubleheader. We'll come back in just a bit with the bottom of the seventh inning on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more? The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love, who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead, and who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Ryland Perez is still on for the Asheville Tourists to face off against Jace Easley. Cam Cawley
Jason Morabell. He has a three-run advantage, and he is the pitcher of record for the tourist. It's the breaking ball from Perez taken for a strike to even the count at 1-1. A four-run seventh has given the tourist this 5-2 lead. It's the breaking ball from Perez taken for strike two. Easily 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a strikeout and a ground out. Can the Crawdads make a comeback? They've been out hit by the tourist 8-5. So the tourist had three hits in that three-run seventh. They also were able to get three walks in the frame. As Easley's going to roll that one in front of the first base dugout. Easley takes a 91-mile-an-hour fastball up and out of the zone to run the count full. The payoff pitch to Easley. Breaking ball taken outside, and Jace Easley leads off the seventh inning with a base on balls. Rylan Perez came into the game with one down in the fifth inning. He surrendered a walk in that fifth inning. He surrendered a base hit in the sixth. But he left both of those runners on. It's his second free pass that he's given up in this appearance. It's going to bring up Cam Cauley. Cauley 0-for-3 in the ballgame. As he swings and misses to work the count to 0-1. A pop-up, a strikeout, and a ground out for Cauley in this ball game. As Perez misses outside. One ball, one strike count with nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Soon as we are done with this contest, whenever that happens, we'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. It's going to be an abbreviated postgame for game one. We'll go into considerable depth in game two when we close out the evening. So we'll take a look at a full slate of South Atlantic League games. We'll catch up with the major league teams, the parent clubs of these two squads, as well as the Atlanta Braves. And we'll give you a full insight as to what transpired throughout the course of the doubleheader. As Cauley's going to swing and miss, Jace Easley's going to get down to second. Cam Cauley in that situation could not advance to first because first base was occupied. So it's a strikeout of Cauley. There's one down in the inning. And that brings up Jason Morabell. Morabell 1-for-3 in this contest. So he struck out, flied out, and then in the third inning, he singled to right. He came into this contest 20 for his last 49, which is over a .400 average. Perez, 91-mile-an-hour fastball, gets Morabell to foul it off into the mitt of John Garcia. The count evens at 1-1. Five runs, eight hits, three errors for Asheville, 2-5-0 for the Crawdads. Here's the pitch. Morabell swings and misses, falls behind 1-2. We're a minute or two away from the final game out of the six to get started in the South Atlantic League this evening. The seventh game will be the second game of this doubleheader.
Perez, the 1-2. Morabel strikes out. It's two down in the inning. For Rylan Perez, that is strikeout number three. And that brings up Sebastian Walcott. It's Walcott. Spits on that slider. Chase Easley, the runner down at second. For all intents and purposes, his run is rather inconsequential as it relates to the Asheville Tourist. It's the breaking ball taken by Walcott for strike one. Perez catches the outer third, and now the Crawdads are down to their final strike. So we've played just a hair over 2 hours in this contest. Perez has the sign, sets at the belt. Here's the 1-2. And Sebastian Walcott's going to strike out to close out the ball game. A four-run seventh inning for the Asheville Tourist. Give an opportunity for Rylan Perez to pick up the win this evening. Perez picks up his first win of the season as the Asheville Tourist win 5-2 in this opener of the doubleheader. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have an abbreviated version of the Black Tide Transportation postgame show before we get you started for game two of this doubleheader here on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's now time for the Black Tide Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. We welcome you back to the Black Tide Transportation postgame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network as game one is in the books, a 5-2 winner for the Asheville Tourist as the Asheville Tourist played four runs in the seventh inning to give themselves a 5-2 advantage and get the first win of the season for Rylan Perez. Is a game that took 2 hours and 3 minutes to complete. Asheville, 5 runs on 8 hits, 3 errors in the contest. Perez gets his first win to even up his record at 1-1.
D.J. Peters takes the loss as he goes to 0-1 in his debut with the Hickory Crawdads this season. As the Crawdads got things going in the second inning, Yossi Galan with a two-run double into the corner gave Mitch Bratt and the Hickory Crawdads a 2-0 advantage. Mitch Bratt, his only blemish that he would give up in the fifth inning was a shot off the thumbs, a bloop single for Tyler Whitaker as he flared it out down the right field line. Might have been a fair ball by 3 inches. Base hit nonetheless. Logan Cierney scores from second as it becomes a 2-1 ball game. And there from that point, Mitch Bratt was sensational. 84 pitches, 54 strikes, 6 innings pitched. He gave up 5 hits, 1 run. He struck out 4. He walked nobody. As he was really in control this evening on the mound. And then, of course, the combination of D.J. Peters and Luis Ramirez not able to get Asheville off the field before the Asheville Tourists scored 4 runs in the contest. And then, of course, Ryland Perez, who earned the win, would close things out in the seventh inning. He would give up a walk to Jace Easley. That was his second walk that he would surrender, and then he would strike out the side the rest of the way. As he would finish the game with 4 strikeouts, 2 walks, he gave up a hit, no runs, all that in 2 2/3 innings. So that's the game one. When we come back, we're going to come back at about 7:40. His first pitch this evening will be at 7:45 or maybe a couple minutes after that. As we'll set up the meeting between the Asheville Tourist and the Hickory Crawdads, Joseph Montalvo supposed to get the ball for the Hickory Crawdads as he put together a really good performance last week against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Hopefully he can replicate that here this Friday night in game 2 against the Asheville Tourist. We thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back in about a half an hour to set up game 2 on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be back in just a little while.
You know the ones who give and give, and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's time for Crawdads pregame as we take a look at last night's action and set the scene for tonight's contest. Let's go to the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to LP Franz Stadium for game two of this doubleheader between the Hickory Crawdads as they take on the Asheville Tourists this evening. Brian Rushing here with you in the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth. As earlier this evening, the Asheville Tourists plated four runs in the seventh inning to take a 5-2 win in the opener of this doubleheader on Star Wars night against the Hickory Crawdads. As it was Rynell Perez getting the win for the Asheville Tourist, his first win of the season. DJ Peters making his debut in game one, trying to close things out for the Crawdads, suffered his first loss of the season in his debut as Mitch Bratt was very good. Six innings, five hits allowed, one run. He struck out four, walked nobody as he took a 2-1 lead into the seventh inning, but it was not meant to be. So the Crawdads fall 5-2. Joseph Montalvo gets the ball in game two for the Crawdads as he'll go up against Manuel Urias in game two, the nightcap of this doubleheader here on Star Wars night. Of course, we have post-game fireworks here at the ballpark, so if you're here with us, thank you for doing so. Stick around when we come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the starting lineups and everything that we need for the start of game two here on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads.
www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
So we're back here at LP France Stadium. It's Joseph Montalvo and the rest of the starting nine for this Hickory Crawdads Club has taken the field. We're going to turn it over to our public address announcer who is going to hand it down to the field for the playing of our national anthem. When we come back on the other side of the break, game two here at LP France Stadium on the Crawdads Radio Network. Baseball fans, you are listening to the Crawdads Radio Network brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards, the Bally Live app, and Black Tie Transportation. We take you now to the Sunbelt Rentals radio booth. It's time for Crawdads Baseball on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back for game two. Here inside the Sunbelt Rentals broadcast booth, Brian Rushing here with you. So glad that you could join us for this nightcap as Joseph Montalvo gets the baseball, the 6'2 right-hander out of Bayamon, Puerto Rico. The 20th round pick from back in 2021 gets the ball for the Crawdads. This is the starting lineup that he'll face here in game two this evening. The Asheville Tourist will look like this. Jaron Williams will lead off. He'll be at third base here in game two. Luis Baez will bat second in right field. Austin Deming bats third. He's at second in this contest. Logan Cerny will bat cleanup. He's in left field. Cam Fisher will get the start. The young man out of Morganton, he's the designated hitter. This is the first action he will have seen this week in this series against the Crawdads. Luis Encarnacion bats sixth at first. Garrett Gilmet bats seventh. He's the catcher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ryan Johnson. Batting ninth, center fielder Jackson Lofton. So Williams, Baez, Deming, Cerny, Fisher, Encarnacion, Gilmet, Johnson, Lofton. Jaron Williams, first pitch, cut on and missed by Joseph Montalvo. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 the count as we get started at 748, 80 degrees, our first pitch temperature for game two. The 0-1, Montalvo is going to have it fouled back off the mask of Ian Moeller, or maybe the shoulder guard. The count 0-2. Jaron Williams, a 324 hitter, 5 homers, 24 RBI on this season. So the Crawdads going to try to see if they can even this series back up. As the slider misses. Montalvo has been pretty solid as of yet, or as of late. And his numbers for the season, far better than somebody with just a 1-2 record. It's the breaking ball, fouled straight back. A 1-2 record, a 2.77 ERA, making his seventh start. 26 innings, 19 hits, 12 runs, 8 earned, 9 walks, 29 strikeouts, a 198 average against. Williams waits. Slider misses outside. Count evens at 2-2. That ball's going to be lifted up near the rooftop, just behind me and out onto the concourse area. Joseph Montalvo in the Saturday doubleheader went 6 innings, gave up a hit, no runs. He walked a batter, struck out 6. He's going to get a strikeout there of Jaron Williams. As his breaking ball was up in the zone, Williams couldn't make contact, and there's one down. The defensive alignment here in Game 2 for the Crawdads is they're going to have some differences in their lineup this evening for Game 2. Quincy Scott in left, Jace Easley in center, Alejandro Osuna in right. Ben Blackwell at third, Cam Cauley at short, Devin Hurdle at second, as you see him trying to dive there for those watching the game on MILB.TV and the Bally Live app. Devin Hurdle over at second, Luis Mieses making his debut for the Crawdads here in 2024. Ian Moeller behind home plate. As Austin Deming will be the third place hitter. Luis Baez just singled over to the right side. As they're running a bit of a pull shift on both Baez and Deming, which means that Hurdle, had he been in a typical second base position, would have come out with that play with relative ease. Baez came into this contest a 297 hitter. In the opener, he was 0 for 3 with a walk, which has his average go down below 300. It'll get right back toward that 300 mark with that single here in the first. The umpires here in this contest calling the balls and strikes, Shane Sullivan on the bases, Justin Hopkins. So Baez, the runner over at first. 2-1 count to Austin Deming. Deming, and his first, in his action in game one, went 0 for 3. As it was a flurry for Asheville in the seventh inning. 4 runs in the frame after Mitch Bratt had spun 6 beautiful innings for the Crawdads that ended up with a no decision. Montalvo, fastball, cut on and missed at 92. Count levels at 2-2. We had a lot of sunshine and a lot of blue skies in game one. The clouds are starting to roll in, but it doesn't really look anything alarming or threatening at this point. I think we're going to get through tonight with no issues. The pitch from Montalvo misses just out of the zone high, and the count goes full. Tonight, Star Wars night, post-game Star Wars-themed fireworks. Tomorrow night, beach night. If you'd like to get a Tropical Crawdads shirt, get here early tomorrow. And then, of course, Sunday night, we've got another set of fireworks as we celebrate Memorial Day, or we honor Memorial Day. Is that ball, soft liner. Cam Cauley fields it, gets the throw over toward Mieses. Getting back safely is Baez. Two down, that's going to bring up Logan Cerny. Cerny had a couple hits in game one. So he popped foul to the catcher, doubled and scored in the fifth, singled and scored in the seventh. His average up to .216 on the year. And if he played here at LP Franz more often, his averages would probably look better than that. He has certainly flourished here at this ballpark, which is not good if you're a Crawdads fan. The slider from Montalvo misses. Count evens at 1-1. Good crowd here this evening. Everybody seems to like Star Wars. I'm really no exception, though I have lost interest past the original trilogy. As Cerny swings and misses. When you're 5 or 6 years old and you watch the original, you can become mesmerized. The characters are out tonight as the breaking ball misses. In game one, I saw Chewbacca, and I would imagine somewhere in the portions of the ballpark that I can't see, you'll see some of the other characters. There's been copious opportunities to play Star Wars music from the various soundtracks. Baez takes his lead. Montalvo, the 2-2, delivers with one on the timer. Slider cut on and missed. Logan Cerny is the second strikeout of the game. Luis Baez singles. He's left at first. We played a half an inning here in game two of this doubleheader. Crawdads coming to bat when we return on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw.
Bottom of the first inning. Manuel Urias to pitch for the Asheville Tourist. Urias, a 6'6", 243-pound right-hander out of Mexico, a Rule 5 selection back in 2022. Last year, played for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the Carolina League single-A affiliate of this Houston Astros organization. Urias comes in with an 0-4 record, a 6.37 ERA. He'll face off against Cam Cawley, Alejandro Osuna, and Sebastian Walcott. That's the first third of the order. Middle third, Luis Mieses, Quincy Scott, Ian Moeller. That ball's going to be bounced in front of the mound, and no chance you're getting Cam Cawley. Cam Cawley with the proverbial Baltimore chop in front of home plate. Cawley has himself a knock to lead off the first inning. That brings up Alejandro Osuna. Osuna had gotten very comfortable and had prospered in the four spot in the order. He is in the two spot tonight. Hopefully, nobody tells him he's in the two spot. Hopefully, they'll tell him he just missed two batters prior to Cam Cawley. Whatever trick has Alejandro Osuna thinking that he's batting cleanup is going to work. So he's got his average up to 264, Three homers, six RBI. As Cam Cawley now caught off of first, and there's going to be a rundown. As Encarnacion is going to receive the ball and tag out Cawley. So Cawley gets picked off for the first out. Alejandro Osuna went 1-for-3 in the opener. As the pitch to Osuna taken for strike one at 83 miles an hour. Urias is making his fifth start, 29 2/3 innings pitched. As Osuna's going to leave the yard. As he hits it off the Republic Services solid waste solution as he wastes no time to make it a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Crawdads. I'm glad somebody sent him the memo that he's really hitting cleanup tonight as he cleans up on that when he gets four bases and the Crawdads have a 1-0 advantage. My sweet mother! Alejandro Osuna starting to turn it on. And the Crawdads have themselves a 1-0 advantage, and that's going to bring up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott getting the evening to start out away from a defensive position. He's the designated hitter here in this contest. 184 hitter, three homers, six RBI. As he takes a strike, Walcott did not agree. We'll get to the defensive alignment here in just a moment for the Asheville Tourist. The Crawdads have jumped on top, 1-0. The pitch misses inside. Urias, 29 2/3 innings pitched, 30 hits, 24 runs, 21 earned. He's walked 11, struck out 35, 256 average against. As the pitch from Urias misses down. Logan Cerny is in left field. Center fielder Jackson Lofton. Luis Baez now over in right field in this contest. Jaron Williams at third. Ryan Johnson at shortstop. Austin Deming at second. Luis Encarnacion at first. Garrett Gilmet doing the catching. That ball is going to bounce literally about 6 feet in front of home plate. That almost looked like cricket. The payoff is going to miss up, and Sebastian Walcott draws another walk. Walcott in game one drew two walks. So he was 0-for-2 in the ballgame, but he reached twice by way of the walk. It's the first free pass allowed by Urias, and that brings up Luis Mieses. Mieses, brand new to the club. Was added to the roster hours before we got started. As a transaction was made, Mieses in, Josh Gessner has voluntarily retired. That's Mieses, left-handed batter, fouls the pitch straight back. Mieses, a 6'3", 180-pound left-handed bat out of Santo Domingo. Last was with the Arizona Complex League Rangers. A free agent sign from 2024. Sebastian Walcott's going to get a stolen base. Alejandro Osuna's made this a 1-0 ball game. One down here in the bottom of the first. The Crawdads trying to see if they can add a little more here. So Arias misses outside. The count levels at 2-2. So the Crawdads lost a heartbreaker on Tuesday night, allowing six runs in the final two times at bat. As Mieses fouls that pitch straight back.
They got a 7-2 win on Wednesday, and they lost another heartbreaker as they had a 2-1 lead in the seventh, and the bullpen surrendered four runs to Asheville in the seventh. Urias, the 2-2. Catches the outside edge. Luis Mieses is a strikeout victim, the second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Quincy Scott. Quincy Scott has his average up to 188. He was 1-for-3 in the first ball game. The breaking ball from Urias taken for a strike. Clubs are wearing different jerseys here in game two, as you might imagine. The Crawdads, again, I like this look. It's my second favorite look. We'll tell you more about it in just a moment as Scott takes a ball, count evens. The Asheville Tourists, they're wearing their navy blue alternates with the tourist written across the chest in an angle in the softer blue. It's almost like a greenish blue. I wouldn't quite call it teal or emerald or anything like that. Scott bounces it down the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Walcott's going to score easily, and Quincy Scott's going to stroll into second with an RBI double. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that'll get the crowd dancing a little bit here at the ball yard. The RBI for Quincy Scott is his first in a while. He's got 17 on the year. And that brings up Ian Moeller. And already this club with three knocks in the first inning. That's more like it. Ian Moeller steps to the plate, a 191 hitter, one homer, five RBI. Zarias, strike at the knees. So the navy blue top with the lighter blue tourist written across the front. The white numbers on the lower left rib cage and the back of the jersey. White on the front, the softer blue on the back. As Moeller's going to lift that out to left field. Catch is going to be made by Logan Cerny, and that'll retire the side, but not before the Crawdads get a couple of runs. They get three hits. They leave a runner on. We go to the second. 2-0 Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the second, Cam Fisher to lead things off for the Asheville Tourist. The last time that Cam Fisher was in a tourist uniform playing in a game against the Hickory Crawdads, he had a multi-home run game. That game was played on April the 28th. As memory serves, it was an 11-6 winner. He certainly had a big day. Montalvo. 92-mile-an-hour pitch cut on and missed. Cam Fisher strikes out to open up the second inning. That's going to bring up Luis Encarnacion. Well, I told you about the tourist, their jersey. They're wearing the gray pants with the blue piping stripe. They've got the blue hats on, the navy blue hats, the navy blue belts, socks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As that ball's lifted high into left field, Quincy Scott's going to look up, and it's a 2-1 ball game. As Luis Encarnacion hits his second home run of the season, puts the tourist on the board as he hit it over the United Sewing Machine sales sign, and it's a 2-1 ball game. His 14th RBI of the season, and that'll bring up Garrett Gilmet. For the Crawdads this evening, they're wearing the red jerseys with Crawdads across the front, black numbers outlined in white. Black numbers on the back outlined in white as well. They have a black piping stripe going up the buttons and around the collar. With the red jersey, as deep as the red is, it's almost like a true scarlet. It's kind of hard to spot that initially. They've got the white pants on with no piping stripe. They've got a red Hickory Crawdad H hat with a black bill. And that's the look for this evening. As that ball's going to rattle around. Oh! It hit the rafters of the roof here and kicked back solidly off a pole and almost smoked the youngster. He was about 6 inches away from the agony of defeat. He instead got the thrill of victory. He picked up the souvenir. And he'll never have to share with his friends just how close he came to needing an urgent care. Montalvo catches the outside edge, and it's a strikeout of Garrett Gilmet. Two down in the inning. That's the fourth punch out for Joseph Montalvo. And that'll bring up Ryan Johnson. And Johnson lifts a high ball to left field. Quincy Scott's going to look up. This time, it's made to chill as it goes over the Coors Light sign beyond the second wall. And it's a pair of solo shots. And we're tied at two. Ryan Johnson, that's his fifth home run of the season. And it's now a 2-2 ball game. Well, the way the tourists have been hitting in this half inning, it's almost been like they were back at McCormick Field. As that pitch lifted high over toward the Asheville dugout, and that's going to make its way into the seats. A lively crowd this evening. Best crowd we've seen certainly this week, perhaps this entire homestand. It's Jackson Lofton swings and misses. Count goes to 0-2. Jackson Lofton was a defensive replacement in game one for Luis Encarnacion in the seventh inning. Is that pitch? Just misses. Shane Sullivan, once he did not make the third strike call, got a guttural moan from the crowd here at LP Franz Stadium. The 1-2, slider, misses down. Count evens at 2-2. So both clubs, two runs on three hits, no errors. Lofton is going to strike out. Two solo shots working alternately with three strikeouts in the frame. Joseph Montalvo has five punch outs, but it's a tie ball game. We go to the bottom of the second here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads, www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the second inning, Jace Easley, followed by Ben Blackwell and Devin Hurdle, 7, 8, 9 in the order. Here in a 2-2 ball game, as Easley was going to try to bunt his way on. He had a bunt hit back on Wednesday. And that 7-2 win for the Crawdads. These two clubs playing their 10th game against one another. Asheville with the slight 5-4 advantage. Jace Easley's going to have himself a fly ball out to center field. That's going to land in front of Jackson Lofton. Jace Easley's going to have himself a double. Jackson Lofton went to dive after the baseball as it was hit off the end of the bat. It sounded like it was smoked. It landed a good bit out in front of Jackson Lofton. He tried to dive to make the catch. It landed off of his shoulder or his forehead. After trying to make the dive, it rolled away about 20 yards. Jace Easley was able to get into second with a double. And that's going to bring up Ben Blackwell. 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the second. The Crawdads already have four hits, three extra bases. Blackwell comes in a 156 hitter, no homers, six RBI. During the course of the game, I'll keep you updated on the other five games in the South Atlantic League, as well as the Astros, who will play later tonight, the Rangers, who are in Minnesota, and the Atlanta Braves. And then we'll wrap all of that up on tonight's Black Tie Transportation postgame show here at the ballpark. It's the breaking ball to Blackwell, taken for a strike at 77 miles an hour. Cloud cover here is, well, it's noticeable. There is some blue sky just off in the distance. But certainly the clouds have taken over, but there's no threat of rain. These are the good kind of gray clouds. As the pitch is going to be lifted out toward the Red Oak party porch. As the count goes to 1-2. Manuel Urias, if he didn't know any better, as he delivers the breaking balls, that's lifted out past the outstretched glove of Austin Deming, and it's in a 3-2 lead for the Crawdads. Ben Blackwell's got himself his seventh RBI of the season, and the Crawdads go back on top. I like this. These guys are hitting the baseball early and often. That's going to bring up Devin Hurdle. So after a two-run second for Asheville, ties it up. The Crawdads get back on top with Ben Blackwell's seventh RBI of the season. The pitch to Hurdle misses. Hurdle a 143 average with
3 RBI on the season. I mentioned Urias. He has on the highlighter yellow cleats on the mound. And if you took a glance, you would think he's almost pitching for the Tampa Rays. The navy blue jersey, the gray pants, the sunburst kind of yellow highlighter color that you see several of the Tampa Rays players wear when they're playing. It's it'd be easy to get it confused. This Hurdle's going to take time out with a one ball, two strike count. So the weather today here in the Unifor has been really good. And hopefully it'll stay that way all weekend. This Hurdle takes the pitch down. The count evens at 2-2. Cam Cawley is on deck. Blackwell takes the lead, being held on by Luis Encarnacion. He's going, and Devin Hurdle shoots the ball out to center field, and it's going to get away from the center fielder. The throw to third is going to be cut off. Devin Hurdle is going to get in safely underneath the tag of Austin Demick. So another base hit. Devin Hurdle scampers down to second. Ben Blackwell did a really good job of handling that situation on the base paths. As he was on the move, he held up just to see what was going to happen with the ball in center field. Jackson Lofton looked like he had it until he hit the ground and it got away from him. And then, as soon as it got away from him, he took liberties and went to third. The throw was cut off by Ryan Johnson in the shortstop spot. And Devin Hurdle trailed the play at second, was able to get underneath the tag of Austin Deming. And now with runners at second and third, that gives Cam Cawley an opportunity to expand on this lead somewhat for Hickory. So right now, as it stands, Cam Cawley is going to They're going to run a pull shift, and right now everybody is effectively back other than the corners. They do have the corners in somewhat. This Cawley can't hold up, falls behind 0-1. Now, Luis Encarnacion is literally about 35, 40 feet. Now he's moving a little closer. He's a solid 10 yards off the first baseline. Urias swung on and missed. The count goes to 0-2. Now with two strikes, everybody's moving back to a more normalized position, specifically Jaron Williams. Time is going to be called, and Cawley's going to adjust his batting gloves and try to see if he can refocus here with this 0-2 deficit that he faces with runners at second and third and nobody out for the Crawdads. The pitch catches the inside edge. Cawley can't believe it. He strikes out looking. Second strikeout for Manuel Urias, and that brings up Alejandro Osuna. Osuna hit a ball off the third tier of four in right field. Now, you've only got to hit it over the first tier. There's a yellow line over the first tier of wall that sits 8 feet high. And it's basically 8 foot increments all the way up. The word Republic is right in the middle of their advertising on the third tier. That ball probably got about 20 feet high up on the wall. As Osuna fouls the pitch straight back, so the count evens at 1-1. Osuna now with four homers on the year. He has been stinging the baseball. As he fouls the pitch off near what would be the oat field, the original oat field logo that's in front of the visitors' dugout on the first base side. The visitors are always on the first base side here. The home team, the Crawdads, are over on the third base side. That gets them quicker to their buffet at the end of the night. The pitch, Osuna fouls it straight back. Devin Hurdle has his lead at second. Ben Blackwell has the lead at third. The 1-2 to Osuna. Urias waits, now delivers. That ball is going to be driven out to center field. It's going to be deep enough to score Blackwell as he'll tag up, and they're going to go to third with it. So it's a 4-2 lead. Alejandro Osuna has his eighth RBI of the season. The sacrifice fly is the second out of the inning. But it makes it a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. Hurdle stays at second. That brings up Sebastian Walcott. Walcott has walked three times in this twin bill today. A breaking ball taken for a strike. Sebastian Walcott gets played really deep. They respect his power as he swings and misses. The infield plays him to the pool. As Austin Deming is playing literally about two or three steps to the right of the second base back. Johnson playing a more normal spot at shortstop. It's the 0-2. Walcott swings and misses. That'll retire the side. Three strikeouts so far in the contest for Manuel Urias, but not before the Crawdads tack on two more. They have a 4-2 advantage as we go to the third on the Crawdads Radio Network. We'll be right back. Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Joseph Montalvo, first pitch to Jaron Williams, taken for a ball outside. So the offense early has done some good work for Joseph Montalvo. Let's see if Montalvo can continue to get some outs here on this Friday night. So the Crawdads try to split this doubleheader and get back to even terms in the series. These two clubs will face off 12 times here in Hickory in the first half of the season, and then they'll be in Asheville 12 times in the second half of the season. And I've got to be honest with you, weekends in Asheville, as the weather starts to warm up, or is warmed up, really won't be all that bad. That ball is going to rattle around the rooftop and trickle down in front of me. Asheville, during these times that we'll be going to McCormick Field, will be far more temperate than what you experience in the Piedmont and certainly the upstate of South Carolina. If I had the option in late July and August, I'd much rather be in Asheville than Greenville. That ball is going to be dribbled over to first as Jaron Williams got tied up with 92 miles an hour. And that's going to bring up Luis Baez. Baez had a single his first time up. As Asheville has two runs on three hits, no errors. The Crawdads, four runs on six hits, no errors. And for Montalvo, the bad news is he's already given up two home runs. You don't want that. But if you're going to give them up, solo shots typically don't harm you. As Baez is going to foul that one off to the first base side. It's when you begin to see what Greensboro has a propensity to doing, hitting three-run shots and putting up big-time crooked numbers. That's when it becomes a problem. A couple solo shots in the long game here. It's not going to be the end of Joseph Montalvo. As the pitch elevated, they'll check down to first to Justin Hopkins. He did not commit to the swing, according to the base umpire. One ball, two-strike count, Montalvo wheels and fires. That ball's going to be lifted into foul ground. Mieses is going to run out of room as it lands five rows back into the seats. Now's as good a time as any to go ahead and reset things from the interactive side of the broadcast. We had some folks reach out during game one. Well, we're going to try it again here in game two. You can reach out to me one of two ways, email or X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Montalvo, slider, cut on and missed. Baez strikes out. It's the sixth strikeout. There's two down in the inning. You can find me through email at brush, that's brush, B-R-U-S-H, at hickorycrawdads.com. And if you don't want to go that direction, you can find me on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, at What's Up Brush. PXP. That ball is going to be a single for Austin Deming back through the middle. And the Tourists have a two-out base runner in Deming who has a single. So it's at What's Up B-Rush PXP. The PXP stands for play-by-play. Find me on X or Twitter. Follow me if you're inclined to. If you're not a robot and you seem nice enough, I'll certainly follow you back and give you all the greetings and salutations that you would look for if you just let me know that you're tuning in tonight. If you've got a question, I'll be happy to answer. The SS holding on, Deming over at first. Logan Cerny struck out his first time. So the pitch misses down and away. Seven-inning ball games today since we're playing a doubleheader. This will be, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the third doubleheader in a little over a week. I think we played a double dip on Thursday, which was a scheduled doubleheader to make up for a washout in Greensboro. And then Saturday we played a doubleheader that had Montalvo and tomorrow's starting pitcher as they throw to first, Winston Santos, face off against Greensboro on Saturday. And that was actually a sweep of the doubleheader for the Crawdads. So the fastball misses.
That was the night that Joseph Montalvo went six innings. He gave up a hit. I think he struck out six batters. He was really dialed in. And then Winston Santos had a pretty doggone good performance as well. It's the fastball cut on and missed. The count works full at 3-2. So we'll see how Miesis plays this with two down. He's going to go back behind the runner in Austin Deming. And Deming's going to get a running start. As Cerny's going to call time. So he's back in the box. And we wait for the payoff pitch. Montalvo looks in for the sign from Ian Moeller. Has it. Holds at the chest. The pitch. Cut on and missed. Cerny strikes out. That is seven punchies in the ballgame for Joseph Montalvo. We go to the bottom of the third, a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Fran Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Fran Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the third inning, Luis Mieses will lead things off for the Crawdads. A 4-2 lead for Hickory over Asheville. The Crawdads taking on the club part of the I-40 corridor off to the west. Mieses is going to lift that pitch up in the air. And that's going to land as a foul ball. Garrett Gilmet, as soon as the ball went in the air, he went asking the umpire for a baseball, and the umpire wouldn't give it to him. Garrett Gilmet didn't realize the ball had landed between home plate and the third base dugout. Jaron Williams came over as far as he could, but wasn't able to track it down. Now, this is also a tough sky at this time of night as well. That was one of the more bizarre pop-ups that we've seen this year as Mieses swings and misses, falls behind 0-2. Urias, that ball rolled out to the right side. A great play by Luis Encarnacion in the feed over to Urias. Does Luis Encarnacion look like he was trying to make a stop in La Liga or Serie A? As he stuck out his right leg, made the sliding catch, and then flipped it over to Urias. Oh, that's fancy. One down in the inning for Quincy Scott, who doubled off the glove of Jaron Williams in the first inning. Scott lifts that ball out to center field. It's going to stay in the yard. Jackson Lofton reaches up to make the catch, and there's quickly two down here in the third.
That's going to bring up Ian Moeller. Moeller flew out to left field as he hit it well, but it stayed in the yard. Asheville has 2 runs on 4 hits, no errors. For the Crawdads, 4 runs on 6 hits, no errors. As the Asheville Tourists, one of the better slugging teams in the South Atlantic League, as Ian Moeller runs that one off the top of the third base bag, and it's going to rattle around down in the corner. And it's going to be a 2-out double for Moeller. I think that ball landed literally on top of the bag, because usually if it goes behind the third base bag, it's going to take at least a bit of a true hop. It's going to look like it makes sense. This ball looked like it skipped, almost like it was on a lake, as I believe it hit the back side of the bag and started rolling hard toward the corner. As the pitch to Jace Easley misses inside. In any event, it's a double for Moeller. It's the 7th hit for Hickory. As the Crawdads had 10 hits on Wednesday night, and they are certainly on that trajectory here in the 7-inning contest. Easley was about to pull the trigger and held up. So the count goes to 3-0. The Crawdads, with 2 in the first, 2 in the second, have the 4-2 advantage. Asheville with a pair of solo shots in the second. It's the pitch to Easley, taken for a strike. Asheville's home runs in the second inning became home run 44 and 45 for the club, as they are in second place in the South Atlantic League, only behind the Greensboro Grasshoppers. As Easley swings and misses, the count goes full. It's a club with a near 750 team OPS, which is a good number. Leads the club in extra, or leads the league in extra base hits. And Jace Easley is going to put a charge in at the right field. Baez is going to look up, and he's going to run into the wall and make the catch. Jace Easley just missed a home run as Luis Baez ran out of room, reached up, and made the catch just underneath the yellow stripe on the eight-foot-high portion of the right field wall. We go to the fourth inning, 4-2 in favor of Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Top of the fourth inning, Cam Fisher to lead things off, followed by Luis Encarnacion and Garrett Gilmet, as Fisher fouls it straight back behind home plate. Fisher comes into this game with 6 homers and 16 RBI. In fact, I believe the 6th home run that he hit this season may have been the second one that he hit here to close out the series on Sunday. As this is the first time that we've seen him play here in Hickory, and usually when you see somebody of Cam Fisher's ability sit down for this long, it's usually because of an injury. Cam Fisher, left-handed batter, strong kid out of UNC Charlotte. I've seen him hit a few home runs in his college days as he swings and misses. Joseph Montalvo has 8 punch-outs here in the 4th inning. And that brings up Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion hit the first of the 2 solo shots. He hit his to left field beyond the United Sewing Machine sales sign. As both he and Ryan Johnson's home runs look like they could have been gap wedges that landed on opposite sides of the green from one another. As that ball's out to center field, and Jace Easley is going to come away with the baseball. As he made the sliding catch on a ball that sounded like it was hit better than it actually was. And there's 2 down in the inning. That's going to bring up Garrett Gilmet. Montalvo, 2 down, wheels and fires, a slider that misses. Tomorrow night we'll be on there at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock game. That's the schedule. Winston Santos gets the ball as the lights have come on over at Pepsi Town, just beyond the trees here at L.P. Franz Stadium. Slider, Gilmet takes for strike 2. Elevated fastball gets Gilmet again, and that's 9 punch-outs for Joseph Montalvo. We're halfway through the second game here in Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the 4th inning. Leading off will be Ben Blackwell, Devin Hurdle, and Cam Cawley. 8-9-1. Crawdads owning a 4-2 lead. Manuel Urias still on the bump for Asheville. As Blackwell swings and misses. Blackwell the last time up. Hit one right in front of home plate. By the time it stopped rolling out near the mound, Manuel Urias not able to make the play as Blackwell would eventually score. As that ball hit off the leg of Urias, stops it. The throw across is in time. Wow. Good play there by Manuel Urias. They're going to check on him to make sure that he's all right. I wasn't quite sure if he was able to knock it down with one of his highlighter shoes or whether it might have gotten him on the calf. With no athletic training staff coming out, it must have hit him on the shoe. And so, therefore, he's good to go. It's a good play by Urias. As Hurdle steps to the plate. The count 1-2. Hurdle swings and misses. And there's two down in the inning. That is just the third strikeout for Manuel Urias in the ballgame. And that'll bring up Cam Cauley. As I was mistaken about Blackwell, he did not chop the ball in front of the plate. I believe that might have been Cam Cauley that did that. It's Blackwell got an RBI single that scored Jace Easley, who doubled. 4-2 ball game in favor of the Crawdads here in the bottom of the fourth inning. As Cauley fouls the pitch back against the screen. I want to say good evening to Bob checking out the action this evening. As he shot me an email, tuning in this evening on MILB.TV. Bob, I appreciate the email and the kind words. And, yes, the sunsets have a tendency around these parts to be pretty spectacular. They really do. And when you get up into the North Carolina mountains, they do not disappoint there either. I'll be making two weekend trips to McCormick Field to follow this Crawdads team on the road. We'll be doing the games an audio-only broadcast as we'll have Doug Maurer doing the MILB.TV broadcast from McCormick Field when we make our trip there. It'll be good to see Doug as the pitch swung on and missed, an elevated fastball at 90 miles an hour. Urias gets through the fourth inning. We go to the fifth. The Crawdads have a 4-2 advantage. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network. Crawdad fans, hello. This is Brian Rushing, the voice of the Hickory Crawdads. All season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket. Bring some home today. Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
Top of the fifth inning here at LP Franz Stadium. Brian Rushing here with you inside the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth. Crawdads with a 4-2 advantage. Ryan Johnson, Jackson Lofton, Jaron Williams to bat here in the fifth inning against Joseph Montalvo. As Johnson hit a ball out to left field over the Coors Light sign. And I mentioned last inning for the Asheville Tourist that if you would have taken Encarnacion's shot and Johnson's shot, they'd have been on opposite sides of the green. Well, that's if you play at a municipal course. Those balls were actually way closer to each other than I actually gave them credit. They're probably about 8 to 10 feet on either side of the flag with those two solo shots. If I hit gap wedges that close, I'd roll a whole lot more birdies. And my smile would be a whole lot bigger after a round of golf. Two ball, two strike count. We can all dream. Montalvo has the sign. Goes into his wind. Here's the pitch. Fouled back by Johnson. Ryan Johnson out of Tempe, Arizona, an eighth-round pick last year, the former Pepperdine Wave. That ball's fouled back against the screen again. Montalvo has a brand-new baseball. Wheels and fires. Pitch misses high. The count runs full. Two runs on four hits, no errors for Asheville. 4-7-0 for the Crawdads. As that ball smashed back up the middle. And Ryan Johnson's having himself a night. He's got a multi-hit ball game. And he leads off the fifth with a single. He hit that right on the button. And that's going to bring up Jackson Lofton. Lofton struck out his first time up. Montalvo, slider misses down. One of the really neat things about the Asheville Tourist, when they send us their updated rosters, and they come with considerable regularity, is they do have listed where they might have gone to college or where they might have gone to high school, like, for instance, Tyler Whitaker. Spent his time, a Las Vegas native, obviously. Spent his time at Bishop Gorman High School. Well, for Jackson Lofton, he played his college baseball at Oral Roberts. Memory serves, I believe that's Tulsa, Oklahoma. The attendance for tonight's contest, 2,230 here at the ballpark. And they'll all be treated to fireworks with a Star Wars theme immediately following. In fact, you'll probably hear them as we do the Black Tie Transportation postgame show, where we'll take a look at the two games in totality this evening. I'll break them down in considerable detail. We'll take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard, and we'll get you the finals. Well, at least we'll get you partials of the Rangers in Minnesota, the Houston Astros. They're out on the West Coast, I believe. They have a 9:40 start tonight. And then we'll catch up with the Atlanta Braves, which is the most local major league team to Hickory, North Carolina. This is the pitch. It's going to be rolled into the Hickory dugout. Ryan Johnson, the runner over at first. He led off the inning with a single. Greenville and Greensboro going to the middle of the ninth inning already. As a matter of fact, that game should be over.
Greensboro, a 5-0 winner over the Greenville Drive. As that pitch is going to be cut on and missed by Jackson Lofton. So he's a strikeout victim. That's 10 now for Joseph Montalvo. And that brings up Jaron Williams. Williams 0 for 2 in the ballgame. So Williams hooks that ball toward the tarp. In fact, he actually landed it right on top of the tarp. And it rolls out to foul territory in the corner. 3-1 lead for Wilmington over Rome right now. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning there. That game being played in Rome, Georgia. Top of the sixth, the Brooklyn Cyclones lead Hudson Valley 6-1. Bowling Green leads Winston-Salem 2-0. That ball is going to make its way into the seats, and a near catch was made by a gentleman enjoying a little bit of a picnic dinner, kind of late, with his family. The ball goes to another youngster who was Johnny on the spot for the rebound. The Winston-Salem Dash, the next opponent for the Crawdads, as they'll make the trip. Is that pitch taken for strike three? Another strikeout. Jaron Williams goes down looking. That should be number 11. And with two down, that brings up Luis Baez. Now, Ryan Lobos, back on Wednesday, he struck out 12 in his five innings. Can Montalvo match it? It's going on the pitch is Ryan Johnson. Throw down to second, not in time. As Johnson gets the stolen base. It's a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads here in the top of the fifth inning. But now Johnson in scoring position to cut this lead in half if Baez can get a safety. Jersey Shore has a 4-0 lead on Aberdeen in the top of the sixth inning. One ball, one strike count to Luis Baez. Baez, a single and a strikeout. Montalvo, breaking ball, cut on and missed. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 offering from Montalvo. That ball hit behind the second base bag. Devin Hurdle fields, throws across to Mieses, and the side retired. As Asheville leaves a runner on, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll continue on in just a moment on the Crawdads Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You are listening to the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Make sure that you're at LP Friends Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at LP Friends Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball. Abide by the claw. Alejandro Osuna, Sebastian Walcott, and Luis Mieses to bat here in the fifth inning. Lead for the Crawdads. They've out-hit Asheville 7-5 in the contest as Alejandro Osuna almost has his feet taken out from underneath him. As the pitch misses up. Well, if you're the type that pays attention to detail, you understand there's no highlighter yellow cleats on the mound anymore. And if you follow baseball in the minor leagues for any real length of time, you know this happens on occasion. You wear alternate jerseys, and not all of them are accounted for, so you got to improvise. I say all of that to let you know that I know there's number 28 on the mound. The problem is there's no 28 on our roster. And our research staff here inside the press box is trying feverishly to determine who that is. As soon as we find out, I will let you know, because then I will know. As Osuna swings and misses, he's a strikeout victim. And there's the first out of the fifth inning. Arias goes four innings. We know this. He gives up four runs. They were earned. Seven hits. Sebastian Walcott with a 1-0 count. Cannot hold up. Count evens at 1-1. So what we've discerned is it's Jeremy Molero who is getting the opportunity to pitch here in the fifth inning. So Jeremy Molero, 6'2 right-hander out of Venezuela, non-drafted free agent from back in 2017, is who has been identified on the bump. So I'll get you Molero's numbers here in just a moment. This fastball at 93 misses just outside. Molero has no record, does have a save. 5.00 ERA, 9 innings, 8 hits, 11 runs, 5 earned. He's walked 9, struck out 16, a 2.35 average against. Sebastian Walcott has walked a second time in this game, a fourth time over the course of tonight's doubleheader. And that brings up Luis Mieses. Luis Mieses and the ball game is 0-2. He was the one that drove the ball to the right side, and Luis Encarnacion made the really nifty stop at first base. It's going to be a little harder for Encarnacion to do that in this scenario because he's holding on Sebastian Walcott at first. If Mieses hits that ball to the same spot, it's going to have a base hit. Mieses fouls the pitch off. Well, I've got an opportunity. I want to take advantage of another message that I got. Of course, I made mention that you could reach out to me. brush@hickorycrawdads.com through email or on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at What's Up Brush PXP. Well, I got a message on X. Kelly Austin, thank you for the kind words this evening. I really appreciate it, and I'm hoping that you enjoy the broadcast as Mieses swings and misses. There's two down in the inning. So I thank you for the kind words, and I hope that you'll continue to tune in the rest of this weekend. Whether you're in your vehicle and you're listening to the audio side on HickoryCrawdads.com because you're trying to get to your vacation destination, or whether you're sitting in the comfort of your own home, thank you. Tuning in to Crawdads Baseball on MILB.TV, the Bally Live app, and HickoryCrawdads.com for the audio side. As the pitch to Quincy Scott, taken for a strike. Scott 1-for-2 in the ballgame, as that ball's going to get off of Sebastian Walcott, and Walcott's going to be slow to get up. As Malero threw the ball over to first, Luis Encarnacion was not able to field it. And you never see a baseball take a ricochet when it's being thrown to first base like what we saw. As that ball went from first base headed toward the on-deck circle on the first base dugout side. Rarely do you ever see a ball take that sort of directional move. Scott rolls that one just foul. So Walcott, 18 years old, probably physically a little more resilient than folks my age, or more specifically me. If I got hit by a baseball trying to dive into first base, first of all, I wouldn't dive into first base, and I'd probably be out for a week and a half. It's Malero, that pitch is going to be fouled off. The count, 0-2. Ian Moeller is on deck, just in case Scott happens to reach here in the fifth inning. There is bullpen activity going on for the Hickory Crawdads. The pitch misses outside at 92. Count goes to 1-2. For those of you that are planning on heading this way from the western North Carolina mountains, as Walcott goes, that pitch misses inside, and Walcott's going to steal second standing up. If you're heading this way for Sunday's game, please know it's not a 2 o'clock start. Commonly, games here at L.P. Franz Stadium played at 2 p.m. here on Sunday. This Sunday is one of the rare exceptions, as Scott's going to bounce that into the screen above the Crawdads dugout. 6:30 will be the first pitch time, as it should be Aiden Curry that gets the ball for the Crawdads. So we will honor those that have sacrificed their lives for the sake of this country with a Memorial Day baseball game. 6:30, we'll have post-game fireworks, as will this staff here has put together a program to honor those that have lost their lives serving this country and celebrating and honoring those that are coming to the game that have served this country. As the pitch misses down, Malero thought he had strike three. So the count runs full. So Quincy Scott will get a payoff pitch here in just a second from Jeremy Malero. As the slider misses down, Quincy Scott draws a walk. There's runners at first and second. That brings up Ian Moeller. Alex Harder is going to come out and have a conversation with Jeremy Malero. In this spot here, to where the Crawdads, if Ian Moeller could do what he did last time up, rattle a double down into the left field corner, we know that it would score one run. With Quincy Scott's athleticism and an opportunity to run on the crack of the bat, you never know. So Harder's meeting with Malero breaks up. And we'll get back to work. Also, be on the lookout next week while you're possibly grilling up hamburgers or maybe going back to work on Tuesday. The latest episode of the Crustacean Nation podcast will be coming out. We had our first episode that's out on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it through the Hickory Crawdads website as well, but it's out on YouTube as we had a chance to talk with General Manager Douglas LoCascio. Still trying to get confirmation on my guest for this week's episode. It was the pitch to Mulder taken for a strike. The count goes to 0-2. So we'll be covering a lot of the figures, players, coaches, staff members here. They'll be able to tell their story about their time and experience here with the Hickory Crawdads. As Mulder lifts that down to right field line, twisting foul as everybody returns back to their previous spot. When we're on the road, the plan is to put out a podcast that's basically going to be me telling the story of what's happened with the club since the last podcast. Won't necessarily have the opportunity for guests per se. I won't close the door on that completely. The 0-2. Mulder rolls it to the left side to throw across from Johnson is right on the money. Ryan Johnson made a really smooth play there as he fielded it on the backhand side, and a great throw across the infield retires the side. So the Crawdads leave 2-1. We go to the sixth, a 4-2 lead for Hickory. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? hickorycrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? hickorycrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads? www.hickorycrawdads.com. The Hickory Crawdads and 106.9 The Light FM are pleased to welcome Micah Tyler, Saturday, July 27th to LP Franz Stadium. Get your tickets now for this fantastic event. Individual tickets are $16. Group tickets, just $13. The game begins at 5 o'clock. The concert will follow immediately. We can't wait to see you Saturday, July 27th, as Micah Tyler comes to LP Franz Stadium. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Top of the sixth inning, Gavin Collier is on to pitch for the Hickory Crawdads. As Joseph Montalvo's night has come and gone, and it was really, really good. So we'll get his numbers in just a moment. Gavin Collier, young man out of Lawrenceville, Georgia, 12th round pick is his first offering to Austin Deming, taken for a strike. Deming, Cerny, Fisher in the sixth. 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. The breaking ball misses outside. I promised you scores from not only around the South Atlantic League, but also involving both parent clubs of these two teams and the Atlanta Braves. Well, if you're a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, you're really enjoying in life right now as the Pirates have an 11-5 lead in Pittsburgh against the Braves, top of the ninth inning. So it looks like the Pirates will win that first contest of three. As Deming swings and misses, Collier with 95 miles an hour. It's Collier's first strikeout. It's the team's 12th of the ball game, and that brings up Logan Cerny. Joseph Montalvo, five innings, five hits, two runs, two earned, no walks, 11 strikeouts. These are very unofficial numbers right now. I won't know this for sure until I get the box at the end of the night. But unofficially, 11 innings pitched by Hickory starters this evening, zero walks. I'm trying to look at it on my score sheet while I'm covering all this, and Montalvo was just as much around the plate as Mitch Bratt, as Collier misses outside. The Rangers and the Twins, bottom of the seventh inning. The Twins have a 3-2 advantage. It's that game being played in the Twin Cities. And we're just about 20 minutes away from the Houston Astros and their contest against, I saw it just a moment ago, the Oakland A's. I knew they were on the West Coast. Justin Verlander gets the ball against Ross Stripling. Now, the Oakland A's, who have fallen on some hard times as that ball lifted out to right field and caught, it's two down in the inning for Cam Fisher. The Oakland A's now 21-31. They had gotten it to within about two or three games under 500 before they ran into a stretch of some tough luck. Ross Stripling comes into the game a 1-8 record. So he'll face off against JV in that game tonight at Oracle Park. Fisher, they'll check down to first. He did not commit to the swing. Two down here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-2 Crawdads lead. We'll catch up on everything when we're done tonight with the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. As Fisher swings and misses in the count. Is that 3-1? I didn't think, well, that is right. It's Cam Fisher. He's going to draw a two-out walk. And that's going to bring up Luis Encarnacion. And I hate to be Debbie Downer here, but the reality is as good as things have gone, much like we experienced in game one, Asheville's just a bloop and a blast away from tying this ball game up. They just got the bloop part. Well, this guy here we know can take care of the blast part. As the breaking ball misses up to Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion hit his second home run of the season. Beyond the left field wall to make it at that time a 2-1 ball game. So the Crawdads got two runs in the bottom of the first inning as the pitch from Collier at 95. Catches the outside edge at the knees to even the count at 1-1. Encarnacion and Johnson would tie it up with two solo shots in the top of the second. As the slider misses, they'll check down towards second base where Justin Hopkins is stationed. No commit on the swing. The count goes to 2-1. And then the Crawdads would put two more on the board in the bottom of the second. And that's all we've had since. Collier. That ball is going to be shot to the first base side. Foul. Count goes to 2-2. The Cardinals and the Cubs are going to have a delayed start. And there is one final in Major League Baseball. The Tigers got off the schneid. They beat Toronto 4-2. It's that pitch. Encarnacion goes down looking. Two strikeouts in the inning for Gavin Collier. 13 on the night for Hickory pitching. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, a 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit.
Your online home for all things Hickory Crawdads can be found at www.hickorycrawdads.com. Looking for upcoming schedules? HickoryCrawdads.com. Looking for the latest swag? HickoryCrawdads.com. Want to buy tickets to an upcoming series? HickoryCrawdads.com. Your online home for all things dads. www.HickoryCrawdads.com. The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw. Make sure that you're at L.P. Franz Stadium Thursday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. for the Hickory Crawdads Battle of the Bags Cornhole Tournament. Registration is just $30 for a team of two, and you're going after a $200 grand prize. There's no denying when the bags get flying at L.P. Franz Stadium. That's Thursday, August 22nd. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Jace Easley leads off against new pitcher Deori Carrasco. Deori Carrasco, left-hander, I should say a right-hander, left-handed batter, not that we're going to see that, a six-footer, 200 pounds out of the Dominican Republic, a non-drafted free agent from all the way back in 2016. Carrasco, wheels and fires, fastball elevated out of the zone. Jace Easley, followed by Ben Blackwell, Devin Hurdle, 7, 8, 9. As Carrasco misses high again, the count goes to 3-0. Jace Easley's going to walk on four straight. And again, an opportunity for the Crawdads to try to see if they can tack on some insurance. As much as I didn't like a 2-1 lead going into the seventh, I really don't like a 4-2 lead going into the seventh, especially after what we saw earlier today. Do not want a repeat of that. As Carrasco misses outside. Pitch from Carrasco, a strike to even the count at 1-1. So the pitch from Carrasco makes it 2-1. Easily. Bouncing off, taking a good lead as that pitch misses inside. And Carrasco is having some difficulty locking into the strike zone. 3-1 count here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There is bullpen action going for the Hickory Crawdads. So it looks like somebody getting ready with intent. 93-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees, taken for strike two. That is Skyler Hales down in the bullpen. That ball is going to be thrown away as it goes off the railing, and Jace Easley is going to get into third easily. They decided to throw over to first, and that ended up not being a great idea. So now the Asheville infield is going to pinch inside the baselines to cut down the runner at third, as that's going to be strike three. Ben Blackwell can't believe it. as he was about 20 foot down the baseline before he realized that that was the third strike. So out number one in the sixth, and that's going to bring up Devin Hurdle. Garrett Gilmet, Ryan Johnson, Jackson Lofton will be batting in the seventh inning. That is the 7, 8, and 9 spot in the order for Asheville. And with all due respect to those three hitters, I'd sure love for them to be hitting with a 4 or 5 run deficit as opposed to the current 2 run deficit. Carrasco, slider, cut on and missed by Hurdle. Count evens at 1-1. So we do have two finals outside of the game, one final from earlier today here. It's Greensboro beat Greenville 5-0. Wilmington beat Rome 5-1. It's Devin Hurdle is going to strike out for the second out in the sixth, and that's going to bring up Cam Cawley. Winston-Salem is behind in the bottom of the ninth, 2-0 to Bowling Green as Cawley takes a first pitch strike from Deuri Carrasco. Carrasco, an 0-2 record on the year, 4.35 ERA. So the pitch misses inside. Carrasco, 10 1/3 innings, 13 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 4 and struck out 10, a 325 average against. As Cawley fouls it off the screen, it's behind 1-2. Jersey Shore has opened it up on Aberdeen midway through the seventh inning, an 8-1 lead for Jersey Shore. Brooklyn is ahead of Hudson Valley, middle of the eighth, 7-1. As that ball bounced over to third, Jaron Williams with the throw across to Luis Encarnacion to retire the side. Jay Seasley walks. He gets to third. He's left on. We go to the seventh. A 4-2 lead for the Crawdads. We'll be back in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
Black Tie Transportation is the official transportation carrier for your Hickory Crawdads. Your Crawdads trust Black Tie Transportation to get to every South Atlantic League city in comfort and safety. You can do the same at blacktietransportation.net. Black Tie Transportation, going the distance for you and your Crawdads. www.blacktietransportation.net. www.blacktietransportation.net.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for speed pitch, carousel rides, and the bounce house each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
You know the ones who give and give, and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
Chad Comer goes to his bullpen for the seventh inning. He brings on Skyler Hales. As Hales, young man out of Reno, Nevada, 6'5", 220-pound right-hander, fourth-round pick from last year. As he will face off against Garrett Gilmet, Ryan Johnson, and Jackson Lofton. As Hales
looking for save number three. If he gets it, he becomes the third Crawdads player with three saves on the year. Certainly more of a closer by committee scenario for this club. 94 on the first offering. That's a strike. It's the pitch, a slider at 86, misses down. Hales, a 1-0 record on the year, a 6.00 ERA, making his 12th appearance. He's finished six games. He has two saves and three opportunities. As the pitch misses down, the count goes to 2-1. 15 innings, 15 hits, 10 runs, all earned. He's walked four, struck out 19, a .259 average against. Skillmet swings and misses. This is a club in a nine-inning game on Wednesday night, struck out 19 Asheville hitters. They're only playing, well, regulation is just seven games. As that ball is going to be lifted out to center field, Jace Easley has it measured. He'll make the catch, and there's one down. The club has 13 strikeouts and 6 1/3 innings right now. Pretty good number. As Hales now two outs away from closing this one down. A game that started at 7:48. Game one took 2 hours and 3 minutes. The 0-1, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Again, 97 catches the outside edge, and the count is quickly 0-2. Hales the 0-2. That's going to be fouled off to the right side, out of play. Crowd of 2,230 ready to see this one come to a close. It's the pitch from Skyler Hales, misses up 97 miles an hour again. As that ball smashed out to center field, Easley's going to play it on a bounce. That one was 98, and it went out to center field a little hotter than that. And that brings up Jackson Lofton. Ryan Johnson, who on Wednesday night, I'm going to go back and look at his. Ryan Johnson was 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts on Wednesday night. Tonight, he's 3 for 3 with a home run and a pair of singles. As that ball is going to land in between Cam Cauley and Jace Easley. It's a busted bat single for Lofton. And now the potential tying run is on base for Jaron Williams. Again, this is the part that I really wasn't wanting to see. Because they're still picking up shards from the bat around home plate. That one, little more than a toothpick, honestly. Hales, 97 at the knees. Jaron Williams 0 for 3 in this ballgame. Side ball driven out to center field, easily drifting back, drifting back, drifting back. Can he make the catch? Yes, he can. He made the catch in front of the UNC Health sign. And it looks like that's going to end the ball game, or will it? They'll say that Ryan Johnson tagged up and got to third. But Jace Easley made a big-time catch against the wall just to the right of the 400 sign. That's a big play. How many times
For those of you watching on MILB.TV or the Bally Live app, how many times have you seen a player have to make an aggressive move against the wall only for the ball to pop out once he hits the wall? It could have easily gone that way, and it would have changed the entire dynamic of this contest. Easley hangs on. There's now two down with runners on the corners, but still a very dangerous situation still as Luis Baez is at the plate. Baez 1-for-3 in the ballgame. Both clubs have 7 hits. The Crawdads 1 out away from claiming a split of this doubleheader. 98 for strike one. Ooh. Hales has the sign, holds at the belt. That ball is going to be lifted out to center field. Jace Easley coming on. He's going to have to play it on a bounce. And it's now a 4-3 ball game. Baez trying to get to second, and he's safe. Getting over to third base is Jackson Lofton. Luis Baez has himself an RBI single. He gets to second on the throw. And it's now a 4-3 ball game. And that's going to bring up Austin Deming. Deming 1-for-3 in the contest. It seldom comes easy. The slider at 87 misses. Fastball at 98, cut on and missed. Baez down at second. Jackson Lofton over at first. 3 hits in the inning for the tourist. That ball sharply out to second. Devin Hurdle makes the catch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Crawdads get the win. They split the double dip against the Asheville Tourist. We come back on the other side of the break. We'll have the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. Well, we'll take a look at the two games in their totality. We'll give you scores around the South Atlantic League and Major League Baseball and wrap it up on this Friday night here at LP Fran Stadium. All that as we continue on in just a bit on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional, thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
It's now time for the Black Tie Transportation Crawdads postgame show, where we take a look back at tonight's game and get you ready for the next Crawdads broadcast. Let's go to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on the Crawdads Radio Network. And we welcome you back to the Sunbelt Reynolds broadcast booth on this Friday night. Time for the Black Tie Transportation postgame show here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network as the Hickory Crawdads, well, they let one slip in game one. As they had A 2-1 advantage going into the seventh inning. They gave up four runs in that seventh frame. Would lose the game 5-2, but they came through in game two. So they would score four runs in the first two times at bat, and they would hold on at the tail end in a game that took 1 hour and 54 minutes. Here are the numbers. 1 hour and 54 minutes for the Crawdads to win 4-3. Four runs on seven hits, no errors. For Asheville, three runs on eight hits, one error. Getting the win tonight, Joseph Montalvo. He's gotten two straight decisions. He goes to 2-2 on the year. Manuel Urias takes the loss. He goes to 0-5 on the season. Skyler Hales picks up his third save of the year. He is now tied with Johanse Morel and Larson Kendrick with three saves apiece. As the Crawdads have now split the four games in this week-long series. They're 5-5 against Asheville this year, and they split the doubleheaders. Everything pretty much right down the middle between these two clubs. In this ball game, the Crawdads got started early, as they got two runs in the bottom half of the first inning as they staked Joseph Montalvo out to a 2-0 advantage. As Alejandro Osuna, right after Cam Cawley was picked off at first base, he had a solo shot off the Republic Solid Waste Solution sign in right field. And then Sebastian Walcott would walk. He would steal second, and then he would score on a double down the third base line from Quincy Scott. That made it 2-0. Now, as it turns out, Asheville was able to respond very quickly. As in that top of the second inning, Luis Encarnacion, Ryan Johnson both hit solo shots. It was a 2-2 ball game. Bottom of the second inning, the Crawdads, Jace Easley, would get a double. Ben Blackwell would single him home to make it 3-2. Devin Hurdle would single behind him. And then two batters later, Alejandro Osuna would have a sacrifice fly to center field. It would be his second RBI of the game, and it made it a 4-2 ball game. Now, as it turns out, little did we know that would be the eventual game-winning run in this contest for the Crawdads. Fast forward to the seventh inning. Ryan Johnson with one out. He singles to center field. Jackson Lofton hits a bleeder out to center field. He gets it to fall. Runners at first and second, and Luis Baez, with runners on the corners, would single home Ryan Johnson to make it a 4-3 ball game. Now, a very important play in this ball game happened with Jaron Williams at the plate. Jaron Williams stung a ball just to the right side of the 400-foot sign. And that's when Jace Easley made an outstanding defensive play to get the second out of the inning. Ryan Johnson would advance to third, tagging up. And Baez would, in fact, get a single to center field to make it a 4-3 ball game. Fortunately for the Crawdads, Austin Deming would hit a soft line drive out to Devin Hurdle to close out the ball game as Skyler Hales picked up his third save of the season. So the Crawdads win the nightcap 4-3 over the Asheville Tourists, and of course, in game one, the Asheville Tourists got four runs in the top of the seventh inning off of DJ Peters to make it a 5-2 win in the opener between the Asheville Tourists and the Hickory Crawdads. We come back on the other side of the timeout. We'll take a look at the South Atlantic League scores, and we'll catch you up on the Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers, and the Atlanta Braves. All that as we continue on this Friday night on the Black Tie Transportation postgame show. We'll be back in just a bit.
The Sweet Frog Claw Club is the official club for kids 12 and under. This year, a 2024 membership includes complimentary ticket to every Crawdads home game, a complimentary voucher for Speed Pitch, carousel rides, and the Bounce House each Saturday, discounts, and so much more. Make sure that you get your mom and dad to sign you up for the Sweet Frog Claw Club. Hickory Crawdads Baseball, abide by the claw.
So you can start to hear the fireworks off in the background as our Star Wars-themed fireworks show will begin here at LP Fran Stadiums. The lightsabers are out, and they're ready for a Star Wars-themed fireworks show. Brian Rushing here with you. Black Tie Transportation post-game show on this Friday night, a split between these two clubs. Let's go ahead and take a look at everything that has gone final except for one game in the South Atlantic League. The partial score that we have at this point is Jersey Shore leading Aberdeen through seven innings. Jersey Shore leads 8-5 in that contest. The rest of the action in the South Atlantic League has all gone final. Of course, here it was a 5-2 win in game one for Asheville, a 4-3 win in the nightcap for the Crawdads. Greenville fell to Greensboro at First National Bank Field 5-0. In front of almost 5,000 people in a game that took less than 2.5 hours. Wilmington beat Rome 5-1 as the Wilmington Blue Rocks picked up a win in Georgia against the Emperors. Hudson Valley fell to Brooklyn 7-1 tonight. And Bowling Green ended up beating Winston-Salem 2-0 as Winston-Salem will be the next team to face off against the Crawdads starting next Monday night. Scores from around Major League Baseball of note and of interest. The Minnesota Twins beat the Texas Rangers 3-2 as the Twins open up that three-game set with their first win, as now the Rangers have fallen on some hard times. They are now 24-28, four games under 500 for the first time under the leadership of Bruce Bochy. The Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Atlanta Braves 11-5 tonight as the Braves move their record now to 29-19 in the National League East, a game that has just recently gotten started. Bottom of the first inning, the Oakland Athletics have a 1-0 advantage as Justin Verlander is on the bump for the Houston Astros, trying to pick up the win for Houston tonight. A win tonight for the Astros would put them at 23-28. Other finals in Major League Baseball: the Milwaukee Brewers beat Boston 7-2. Kansas City continues to play really good baseball. If I'd have told you in late May, if the Kansas City Royals were 14 games over, would you believe me? Well, you better believe me. They are, in fact, 14 games over 500 as they beat the Tampa Rays tonight 8-1. The Nationals beat Seattle 6-1. The Tigers beat the Blue Jays 6-2 this evening. And that's all the finals that we have in Major League Baseball. So as we say goodbye here from LP Fran Stadium, just to let you know, we'll be on the air at 6:45 tomorrow night for a 7 o'clock first pitch as it's Winston Santos who will get the ball for the Hickory Crawdads. It'll be beach night, as we'll have a beach shirt giveaway as well as a beach bash presented by Black Tie Transportation, our post-game sponsor here on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network and Kicks 103.3. 6:45 airtime for a 7 o'clock first pitch as it's the Asheville Tourist and the Hickory Crawdads facing off against each other right here at LP Franz Stadium. So we want to thank Douglas Licasio, Robbie Willis, Ashley Salinas, all the staff here with the Hickory Crawdads. We want to thank you for tuning in on MILB.TV. Of course, the Bally Live app and HickoryCrawdads.com. For everybody here at the ballpark, this is Brian Rushing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Hickory Crawdads Radio Network. Good night, everybody.
We thank you for listening to the Crawdads Radio Network, brought to you by Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, People's Bank, Wyndham Rewards,
the Bally Live app, Black Tie Transportation, and Sunbelt Rentals. We hope to see you next time on the Crawdads Radio Network.
You know the ones who give and give, and then give some more. The brave ones who serve from the heart and choose love. Who make untold sacrifice to help others get ahead. And who are always there when you need them. We see you, and we're celebrating you. To the ones who help make us exceptional. Thank you. People's Bank. Be exceptional. Visit peoplesbanknc.com. Member FDIC Equal Opportunity Lender.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.